Welcome. Take a moment to settle in. You don't need to know what you're feeling right now. You don't need to name it, explain it, or make it make sense. This ritual is not here to fix you. It is here to change how your brain processes what you feel. Most emotional experiences don't resolve because we never complete them. They stay open, unfinished, looping quietly in the background. Today, we're going to complete one of those loops, not by analyzing it, not by forcing anything, but by allowing your body and your mind to work together. You're not here to perform. You are here to let something move. Give yourself some time here. Begin by preparing your space. If you have something warm to drink, bring it into your hands. Feel the warmth. This is a simple but meaningful signal to your nervous system that you are safe. Now open your ArtZen kit. Move slowly. Let your hands explore each object. The paper, the brush, the sponge, the colors. As you place them in front of you, you are doing something important. You are shifting from urgency into intention. Your nervous system is already beginning to downshift. There's no rush here. Your brain responds to order and environment before thought. This means even small intentional movements begin to regulate you. Stay slow here. Light your candle. Watch the flame settle. Take a drop of essential oil and place it on your wrist. Rub your wrists together slowly. Bring them toward your face and inhale. Exhale. Again, inhale. Exhale. One more time, slower. Inhale. Exhale. Scent reaches the emotional centers of your brain before thought does. So before you can decide how you feel, your body has already received the signal. You are safe enough to feel. This means your body can feel safe before your mind understands why. Stay with the inhale. Let that land. We'll begin with a structured breath called 4-7-8 breathwork. Not to calm you completely, but to lower the guard just enough so what's beneath can rise safely. Inhale through your nose for 4, hold for 7, and then exhale slowly for 8. Let's begin. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. One more time, inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. One more time, inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Continue breathing this pattern. As your breath lengthens, your nervous system shifts from protection into processing. You are creating space. That's all we need. This means you are creating space without shutting anything down. Stay. Close your eyes. Begin to scan your body slowly. Start at the top of your head, your forehead, your eyes, your cheekbones. Gently soften the muscles around your jaw. Allow your jaw to unclench. Let your teeth separate slightly. Relax your tongue. Let it rest gently at the bottom of your mouth. These small muscles are closely connected to your nervous system. As they soften, your body receives the signal that it is safe to shift out of tension. Now continue scanning your neck, your shoulders, your chest, your stomach, your hands, your legs, your feet. Notice where tension lives. Emotion is not just mental, it is stored physically. This means when you bring attention to the body, you begin to reconnect the system. Where does the storm live right now? Breathe into that place. Not to fix it, just to acknowledge it. Your nervous system responds to attention and breath. This means even noticing is already a form of regulation. Stay with what you notice, even if it's subtle. In this next step, we're going to gently recall a recent memory. Not to go deep into the story, but to allow your body to reconnect, just enough to work with it. Your brain is capable of revisiting an experience without becoming overwhelmed when it feels safe. This means you can approach this moment in a new way. Stay with your breath as you do this. Keeping your eyes closed and your body relaxed, allow a recent moment to come into awareness. Something that felt challenging. Something that carried emotional weight. It does not need to be extreme. Just something that is coming up for you. Let the moment appear without analyzing it. You are not here to understand it. You are here to observe it. Notice what happens in your body. Where do you feel it? Continue to breathe slowly. You are safe. Your nervous system is learning that it can stay present with discomfort. Without needing to shut down or push it away. Now gently bring your attention to the feeling itself. If this feeling had a color, what would it be? Trust the first color that arises. Now notice, is it heavy or light? Sharp or soft? Contained or spreading? Let your body answer, not your thoughts. Your brain encodes emotion through sensation and imagery, not just words. This means translating feeling into color makes it workable. You're not reliving this moment. You are bringing it into a space where it can be worked with. You are in control of how close or distant this memory feels. Stay with the feeling, not the story. Take note of the color that comes to you. When you're ready, we'll gently. Now gently shift. Let that memory stay, but soften slightly. We are not pushing it away. We are making space beside it. And now allow another moment to rise. One where something was difficult and you made it through. It does not need to be dramatic. It only needs to be real. Let yourself feel that version of you. Not the full story, just the state. Notice where you feel it in your body. Is it steady? Open? Grounded, lighter. Now ask, what color belongs to that version of you? Trust the first one that comes. Now gently hold both. The storm and the survivor. Your brain is now doing something important. It is holding stress and safety at the same time. This reduces threat signaling and allows integration. This means you can feel intensity without losing stability. Your survival rate is 100%. Every difficult moment you've experienced, you are on the other side of it. This is not motivation, this is evidence. And this is how resilience is built. Stay with me. Open your eyes slowly. Notice what's in front of you. Take your brush and dip it in the water. Pick up generous amount of water. Create a soft rectangle in the center of your paper. Let the water spread. This is your container. Continue to apply water to the paper and expand the rectangle, finally leaving a dry border around the edges. Boundaries allow emotion to move without overwhelming you. Where there is water, color will flow. Where there is no water, color stops. You are creating a space where emotion can move through you and onto the page, where it can be seen, expressed, and allowed to shift. Emotions are signals. They are part of you, but they are not all of you. This means you can explore without becoming overwhelmed. As you apply water with a brush, stay aware of your movement, your breath. Before you begin creating, take one simple breath in and out. Inhale, exhale. Let your attention drop into your hands. Pick up a circular sponge of your choice. Lightly wet it. Then dip it into the storm color. And begin. Press it onto the paper, wherever and however your intuition guides you. Watch how the color spreads into the cotton paper. Take a moment, then repeat. Let your pressure change with each stamp. Light, firmer, heavier if needed. As you do this, notice what your body wants. Not what looks right, but what feels true. Vary your pressure. This physical movement matters. Emotion stored in the body often needs movement to release. If something in you wants to push harder, allow it. If it wants to slow down, follow that. This is not just art making. This is your nervous system releasing activation safely. Your brain is connecting sensation, movement, and emotion. This is how integration begins. This means your body can process what words cannot. You're not trying to control the feeling. You're allowing it to express. Stay with your hand. Let the movement guide you. One color after another, one stamp after another. There is no right way to do this. Only honest movement. Stay here with your movement. Check in. Now bring in the second color
your survival color, a triumphant color. Stamp according to how you feel, your intuition. Let it meet the storm. Not to erase it, not to fix it, just to exist alongside it. Gently place the color and watch what happens. Notice how they interact. Where do they blend? And where do they resist? Let it unfold without forcing anything. This is integration in real time. Your brain is learning that different emotional states can exist together without overwhelm. This means resilience is not about removing what is difficult. It is about expanding your capacity to hold it. In Eastern philosophy, opposites are not in conflict. They are part of the same whole, like light and shadow, movement and stillness. Both can exist without canceling each other. Let your hand stay light here. You don't need to control the outcome. Allow the colors to meet and respond to each other. Notice what draws your attention. Where something softens or becomes more defined, all of it belongs. Your brain is integrating sensation, emotion, and perception. This is how experience becomes stable. Stay with what happens between colors. Pause here if you need more time. Let the painting settle. Observe the changes. Color shifting, edges softening. Your nervous system is doing the same. Learning to stay present while things change. This builds stability. Let the painting settle. Pick up your Micron pen. Look at the shapes already on your page. The watercolor has already created movement for you. You don't need to invent anything. Begin by following what you see. Trace a line, then another. Let one shape lead to the next. Repeat patterns that feel natural. Curves, edges, echoes of what's already there. Don't plan. Don't try to make it look a certain way. Let your hand respond to the page. If you're unsure where to go next, pause your eyes on the page and begin again from wherever your attention lands. You can glance at the appendix for ideas, but return quickly to your own page. What matters is not the pattern, but the continuity of movement. If thought arises, come back to your breath. If doubt arises, keep the pen moving. There's no mistake here. Repetition will naturally create coherence. Step back. Look at what you've created. This came from inside you. Where's the storm? Where's the survivor? And where in your body do you feel different? You may not have words yet. That's okay, but something has shifted. Your nervous system knows. Notice where the storm is, where the survivor is. Reflection strengthens neural pathways and consolidates emotional learning. This means what you process. Now gently stay with your peace for a moment. Take one more look at what you've created. If you're with others, this is the moment to share. If you're alone, this is the moment to journal. If you're in a group, turn toward the people around you. You don't need to explain everything. Simply share what feels true right now. Take a slow breath in and out. Again, in and out. Let your body settle. Now look at your piece one more time. Take in what you've created. There's nothing more you need to do. Complete the sentence. I am reclaiming. Say it quietly or hold it within. Let your body hear it. Naming signals completion to the brain. This means your system recognizes this experience as integrated, not ongoing. Stay with your words. Now gently extinguish your candle with the back of your brush by gently pushing the wicker into the melted wax and lift it back up. This way you can avoid the smoke. Watch the stillness of the melted wax. What you felt may still be there, but it is no longer held in the same way. You have created space. You have allowed something to move. You have trained your brain to stay steady in an emotional complexity. That is resilience.